Well, we haven't talked to Greg from Bait Plus and Gwynn in quite a while, and since we're in the transition time between fishing and hunting season, I'm going to give him a call, talk about the fishing still. Heard some good reports coming out of the Gwynn area from this past weekend. Plus, we'll talk about his bear baits and what he's going to be carrying for deer hunters this year as well for bait. So here we go, dialing up Greg at Bait Plus in Gwynn.
Bait Plus, Greg speaking.
Hey, Greg, Adam from the Outdoor Show. You got a little time for us today?
Yes, I do.
Excellent. Wanted to give you a call. I heard some good things coming out of Gwynn this past weekend and wanted to check on the fishing with you and ask you a couple other things, too, about some things going on in your area.
Yeah, we've been here in local lakes. We've been doing okay lately. And a lot of people getting out for the first time, actually, too. And they're doing pretty well.
Are you selling a lot of live bait still?
Yeah. A lot of worms and crawlers.
Worms and crawlers.
Starting to pick up on leeches. Starting to pick up on leeches.
Yeah, they're tough to get this time of year, I believe.
Yeah, we've had a good supply all summer here for leeches. So still doing good with those.
Well, that's good. So have you heard anything about specific lakes in your area that are, you know, the common lakes? I'm not talking about the small ones now.
Well, the night fishing has picked up quite a bit out at the West Bass Lake for the rainbows.
Okay.
That's picked up quite a bit. In about 40 to 60 feet of water.
Oh, pretty deep then, huh?
Yeah, deep there. And panfish. We're doing a lot of panfish out of Johnson Lake.
Yep.
And East Bass.
And East Bass.
Yeah.
Lost you there for a second.
Yeah, East Bass.
Are they mostly fishing night crawlers for them or any minnows?
Mostly night crawlers. Minnows have been pretty tough on us this year. They haven't survived too well. In the warm weather. Trapping local minnows here, and a lot of traps will go be dead already after overnight.
Jeez. Yeah, it's a little rough. Well, what about any of the other lakes doing anything for pike or any musky lakes that you're hearing about?
Well, I had heard this year one guy pulled out a musky at Big Shed. I'm kind of surprised to hear that because I'm pretty sure that they're gone from there, but he said he pulled out about a 30-inch musky.
Was it a tiger muskie?
Well, he didn't say if it was a tiger, but I'm not certain that he didn't catch a large pike. And
just didn't know what he was looking at.
Yeah. But, he still got a lot of little ones, little hammerhead stuff too. But.
That's what I hear. And we'll jump back into this conversation with Greg from Bait Plus and Gwynn, finish up our talk about Big Shag Lake, and get into hunting season, specifically bear baiting. So stay tuned for part two in our next outdoor report. This is The Outdoor Show.